Blog Talk Radio.
Found a beer? 7 o'clock in the morning. Scotch?
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh! Ow! Oh!
My name? I'll say your man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no,
Giddy up.
Son, come here to me, says, things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know.
It's
the way hot you do it.
It's
the way hot you do it.
It's
the way hot you do it.
That's what gets
me. Mama, mama,
it's
the time that you do it.
It's
the time that you do it. It's the time that you do it.
That's what gets me.
It's the place that you do it.
It's the place that you do it. That's what gets me
theme. Now the world don't move to the beat of one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of need. Then along comes you. They got nothing in their genes today. Different strokes today. Different strokes today.
Like to buy a monkey?
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have some old friends in the audience tonight. That was not an editorial grunt. I had a frog in my throat. Good evening and welcome to Friday Night Possum. You are listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment and spiffy podcasts, I must say. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. We'll be on Monday. Check your local listings, because, I don't know, there might be something cool in there. And then during the week, it's clobbering time. Oh, I think there's a coupon on page 4. During the week, it's clobbering time, not to chew my cabbage twice, with your host and mine, the ever-fabulous Ben J. Grimm, bringing you his own brand of pop culture. I don't have a 50-cent word. I don't have a lot of P words. I need to study some more P words. Anyway, then tonight you're listening to Friday Night Possum. Monday's a civic holiday. In Canada? That'd be cool. I need a theme. I'm always willing to glom on to a special day. It means nothing to me. Yeah, I think it's me, Cam. It's something to do. All right, well, there'll be no Friday Night Possum next Friday. Just as a program note, no Friday Night Possum next Friday. You'll have to figure out your own fun. And now,
Grenache.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Did you ever hear Pete go on a piccolo? No? Well, listen to Pete. Sure enough, did you ever hear Pete go on a piccolo? No? Well.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.K. Gumby! Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, man. Get you in. Welcome, sir.
All right.
So they have a holiday. That is intriguing. According to Fort Prefect, they have a holiday Monday in Canada called a civic holiday.
Okay.
You see that?
Yeah. That's the kind of holiday we get. That's just bullshit we got. All this other nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, you're not kind of, you could do it, I guess you could do whatever you want. That's civic holiday.
That's civic, yeah.
Looking this up, man. First Monday of August is a holiday for people in many parts of Canada. It's a statutory holiday in some provinces, but in others it has a legal status. It's often called August holiday, civic holiday, provincial holiday, and other local names, such as Terry Fox Day in Manitoba.
Terry Fox Day.
Groovy, man. I like that. I like that. Look at Canada, man. They're like so much cooler than the United States. I hate to say that.
You got that right, man.
I hate to speak ill of my country, but we could be cooler, man. And just look to the north, all right?
Shemp Day. We should have a Shemp Day.
Why the fuck not, man? We need a good one in, like, in...
Nonsense.
Yeah, a good one in, like, I don't know, fucking early March or something. Nothing going on there. I don't know. But I like that, man. The day. Harry Fox Day in Manitoba.
Well, me and Sweet Alice have a holiday in August. Bob Balaban Day.
Oh, Bob Balaban Day.
Yeah. We celebrate him every August.
I'm hip.
That should be school should be it is off. We should have a flag. Who's Terry Fox?
Flags are nice. Chet likes flags. He's got this poor American flag flying off of his maple tree out front. That thing's out there 365 days a year. I feel so bad for it. Rain or shine. Old Glory.
Does he wear one of those mega hats?
No. I don't think he's a Bobo because it's no secret he's got weed plants growing in the back there. Too many Christmas. Right in front of God and everybody, even though it's highly illegal. I wouldn't
Bobo's crew.
They can take your house.
Bobo's crew throwing that shit. That means nothing.
Well, it wasn't when he had Jeff Sessions in there, man. Jeff Sessions was like cracking down.
Yeah. Well, all his supporters are smokers. They don't know what's going on. They're siding with the wrong people.
Well, they're gonna wake up in a minute because he's gonna cut their food stamps.
Oh, okay. Terry Fox, the guy who lost his leg to cancer. I remember this guy. Ran cross country to raise funds for fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I remember him. There you go. There you have it.
We talked about didn't we?
Yeah, guy.
Yeah, guy, you know, you're talking to him, you're just having a conversation, and he's done listening to you, and he says, yeah, like, I know everything you're going to say, so just don't say it, shut up. That guy. All right, been getting a lot of apple cheeks nose. So I apologize for yaying you.
Woo! Well, no, because you just remembered the guy. So that's a response.
That's a genuine That's not a blow you off Okay, dig.
That's legit. There you go. We know our
good news about cancer, gang.
What's that? There's good news about cancer?
According to Bobo's speech Wednesday night, he's got a cure for childhood cancer. Cure for cancer.
All right.
Cure for cancer. Coming up. And AIDS. Going to cure AIDS and childhood cancer. So... how could you not vote for this fucking freak?
Exactly. Just stay away from windmills. That's all you got to do.
Well, there's no cure for windmill cancer. That's
okay.
Fatal every time, man.
That kills birds.
You know, they got ones that don't kill birds now. They just kind of like, like, kind of oscillate back and forth. They got ones they put in the water and they go and oscillate back and forth. And it generates electricity, man. We could do, stupid to be on this petro fuel shit, man. That's where we have to turn ourselves around as a country. A lot less cancer, too. Except for the windmill cancer. All right. Getting a lot of requests for Air Supply. Blew them up last, I don't know. We blew them up earlier this year, but what I did was I stuck the old one and the new one together and made this abomination that you're about to hear.
All right. I can't wait for this.
Long may she wave.
All right, take it easy, son. I just wanted to ask you a question. What would you rather have, a shoe full of dollar bills or two socks of fives?
I'll take the two socks.
You got them.
Get out of here. I didn't mean it, Mo. Next time, be more careful.
First.
I love to rock and roll to the music with a beat. Both young and old will have to move their feet. Cause when you get that crazy feeling, you start rocking and reeling. And oh boy, from California, yeah, to the rocky shores of Maine. Detroit, Michigan. Yes, sir. They all get that crazy feeling and start rocking and reeling. And oh boy, now clap your hands and move. Now come on in the groove. Don't you be no square. They're doing it everywhere. Texas, Chicago, New Orleans, Baltimore, New York, Mexico, Florida, Ohio. Yes, they all get that crazy feeling. They start rocking and reeling, and oh boy. Rock and roll.
feeling it. Start rocking and reeling it. Oh boy. Start rocking and reeling. Get that crazy feeling.
All right. Ted, come over here, buddy. You can't have a treat yet because you got to do the introductions, man.
There you go. Earn it. Earn that treat.
Got to earn that treat, bub.
Uh-huh.
You ready? I love that smile. I'm going to miss you when you're gone. Yeah! You barking old fart. 80.
There you go.
80 years old. Doddering old fool. All right. He's ready. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge! He's making up for Monday. There's Applejack's Alice! Applejack's Alice!
Sweet Alice! Sweet Alice!
Alice. Boy, you got a lot of barks. Yeah. How about this one, Dr.
Alice?
Cake? Dr. Cake!
Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake.
It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. He looked under the chair for you real quick. He's like, I wonder if Dr. Cake's under the chair. Nope. Right? Okay. And there's... and it's time for Ford Prefect.
Ford?
Prefect. Yeah! Seal of approval. Ted, seal of approval. That's the most exercise he gets all day. Here's RJ Gumby.
Gumby. Thank you, Ted.
Sinister Minister. Finance and Parking. Nice. Nice. The herd. Oh, I think you thought I was yelling at him. No, the herd, yeah. The herd. And, the Road to Midian. Road to Midian. Survived
all
camp.
Right. All right, camp.
Haven't seen him in a month of Sundays. he's a good dog. I mean, I'd make you a good deal on him if you're interested. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Let me be your solid dog, I won't be your little man at all. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Standing on the corner with a low-down blues, a great big hole in the bottom of my shoe. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Slipper in a broke and shoe. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Let me be your solid dog, or I won't be your little man at all. Honey, let me be your solid dog. I was sitting along, singing a song called Solid Dog. Honey, let me be your solid dog. your salt and all. I won't be your little man at all. Honey, let me be your salt and all. We pulled trigger and a gun said go. The shot rung over in Mexico. Honey, let me be your salt and all.
Dadgummit, quit talking about food, Cam. Dagnabbit. Fucking, I was trying to lose weight all month, and son of a gun, I gained a pound. Weighed in today. I'm like, you fucking son of a bitch. Maybe if I didn't drink so much beer.
Hey, shit.
Bastards. They got these, he's talking about Schmitz. It's this place, German, go figure, in German Village, part of our community here in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And I will give them a free plug because they have the bomb food, man. I mean, they got some good German food. He's talking about the cream puffs, which are stupid. I can imagine a guy dying eating it. How's that?
What you call
them? Oh, not you. No. It's a dessert.
Okay.
A cream puff. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
And they're so rich. I can imagine eating one and, like, just having, like, a coronary or something. And keel over. They're just, oh, my God. They're stupid. They're ridiculously rich and delicious.
I don't know, man. I don't like that. I'm not into sweets. I don't know if I
I'm not a big guy either on that, but these things are just so insane that you gotta try one once just to go, holy crap. You get like a brain, your brain, you got a brain freeze in your pineal gland all of a sudden, man.
Good
and God. Then they got the good sausage and the meth and all that, and they got a sauce up there. There's a sauce in there that's just beautiful.
Okay. Sounds like a nice place.
Yeah, beauty. They used to have a lot more locations. They kind of cut down. They have the original one there. I don't know. They used to have one out here on this side of town, but they don't know. Too bad. That's the that was a good one.
Woohoo!
We had a Friday lunch. We used to have this Friday lunch thing where I worked. Well, we'll say the place, because fuck them, Bell Laboratories, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can say
hey,
that.
Before I start this, do you want to do your plug? Do you have a plug?
Yeah. Okay, I forgot about that.
All right, hit it.
Okay. All right, tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, Eminence Front Radio. Is Eminence will be doing the show on something that Ford would tell you in the lounge. At 3:00 tomorrow morning, Eastern time, you can listen to it live on www.wriu.org. There you have it, kids. Tune in. Yeah, Possum Blues at 4:30. I completely forgot what the hell the show was going to be tomorrow. I'm going to miss it. I'm not going to be there. I got work.
You got work.
Levittown.
I got work,
I got
too,
work.
Man. I didn't nap or nothing.
Okay.
I went straight through. I like, I'm going to go right to bed after the show. I got to get up and drive to Dayton.
Oh, and you said no Possum Friday, right? I got to make a note of that.
No Possum Friday. Oh, that's the secret word.
All right. All right, there you go.
I got to listen back just to that part to see how that came out.
It wasn't phone friendly.
No, it was not phone friendly.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, lordy, lordy. So what was I talking about before that I interrupted myself?
Yeah, I forget what it was. I forget what it was. You interrupted yourself there so I can do a plug. I forget the hell. Anyone?
That must not have been that good. It was something about something. Oh, about working at Bell Laboratories.
Oh, and, okay, yeah.
I don't know what it was. I don't remember. But you know, I'm half buzzed.
Something juicy. You weren't going to mention Bell Labs, so it must be something juicy.
Yeah, it was probably something good, man. Probably had boners involved and everything, man.
Boners and plots,
plots and boners. Oh, the Friday lunch thing. Thank you, Herb. So we went to Schmidt's. Yeah, it was Schmidt's. We used to do Friday lunch every Friday, and we'd take an extra long lunch, you know, because it was you'd get all the work done during the week, and by Friday,
uh-huh.
You didn't really have to stress so much. It was pretty much usually a very easy peasy day. Okay.
All right.
So you take
well,
a
should
casual,
be.
Take a casual lunch on Friday.
Casual
so
Friday.
So we all went down
casual
to Schmidt's.
Friday.
We all went down to Schmidt's one Friday. And we're ordering pitchers of beer. And it's going long. It's going long. It's going long. And then one of my mates, I think it was Abe who called in. I think he went, he had something he had to do. So he split and went back to work. And we got a call from the office. And he's like, dude, I think you guys need to come back now.
Ooh.
Like that, you know. And yeah. I had a pretty good buzz on, so I kind of went like, all right, I'll pass that along. So he kind of thought I'd be the guy in charge, but that was the wrong day for me. And anyway, ended up extending it about another hour. And I can finally mention, you know, I got a call from the office. They said our supervisor was, like, pissed off that we weren't there. Everybody, we probably should go, huh? Yes! So everybody runs back, and we're walking down this long hall, and there's the fucking supervisor. Stand outside the office, our office door, looking at his watch. That was so classic, man. And we're all drunk. We're all drunk, you know. We're all stinking drunk.
Drunk with flits.
Good stuff. Good. Good office hygiene.
What was the beef?
Anyway, I don't know if that was. How's that?
You still had things to do. What was the beef? You guys cut out too early, or what?
Oh well, yeah. There was some big job came in, and they needed all these fucking stupid. We used to do view graphs.
Okay.
For clients and. There was all these fucking view graphs that needed to get done. And they weren't getting done if we weren't there, man. So everybody hunkered down and got real serious. It was fun though, because everybody was in on it. There was no stooges in the bunch that were, you know, Confederates. Everybody was. We were all rebels together. Except for Abe, went back early. That's funny. That was funny. That was good times, man. That was a fun job. Should have sucked up better, man, to the right people. Could probably still be there. Did you ever have an office job like that? We're in a time.
Yeah. Oh, I was just way back when I was in sales before.
Yeah.
Actually, no. No, I never actually did that. No, I never wore a tie.
Never wore a tie to work. I used to like wearing it. Like, I didn't have to wear a tie to that job. But, like, I don't know. I got there and I was thinking, well, maybe I'll have a leg up on the next guy if I have a tie on.
That's
I was really thinking corporate.
I never understood ties. There's no purpose.
They're
to
stupid.
A tie.
There's no purpose.
There's no purpose.
They're dumb. They're dumb and stupid. Dumb and stupid. You heard me.
It's a stupid accessory. There's no purpose. What the fuck are you doing?
You've left the conversation, man. Was it something I said? Was it something I did? Was it something I said I did?
There's an anti-tie guy. He's anti-tie.
Anti-tie guy. I like ties every once in a while. But it's got to be a wickedly wild tie.
All right. One of those tied ones we used to wear in the 70s.
No, wide tie. No, no, no. You took me. No. Wide ties, no goo, bad.
That's when I wore a tie in high school. I wore a tie in high school. I went to a Catholic fucking school.
Tonight on the Eminence Front Radio, it's Match Game.
Oh, that's right, Match Game. I forgot about that. I told His Eminence that you were a big Charles Nelson Reilly fan, and I made that promo.
Oh, that's
for
where
I
that
forgot
came
all
from.
About that.
Yeah.
That's
where
you
that
with
came.
He linked you with it. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
I was asked Charles, and I was like, "What? Do they know I'm gay? What? Did that come out?"
Yeah, he told me what the theme was. That's how Decker would like that.
Unfortunately, you know, speaking of being gay, or not being gay, I have to defend. I got to get laid soon, or I'll, you know, to just defend my heterosexuality, man.
Well, I don't think I remember.
It's getting like that. It's getting so long. It's like, well, are you gay? No. Are you heterosexual? Well, technically.
You're metrosexual, Becker. You're metrosexual. You tell
possum sexual, man.
Yeah, they possum sexual.
Defcon Wiener. Oh, there's Ted. All right, we interrupt this show. For a Ted noise. Where's Ted? I thought I had Ted's barks up here, man. Oh, here's what I'm looking for. The secret word.
Boner hose.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
bisexual.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, there you go. Ford says be bisexual, and then you have a chance of getting a date, better chance of getting a date on Saturday night.
There you go.
I like it.
In the hairy asses.
Yeah, you should. You have to boil it down to the. Oh, okay. In honor of the dream is over. Baseball's Jung Ho Kang been released by the Pittsburgh Pirates after a stormy career. You remember how high I was on this guy, right?
Yeah.
Really
I thought he was sent back to Korea or something. Didn't he say he was deported?
All right. We'll do a little background. All right.
Nothing to do with the mashed potatoes in Jackson, did he?
No. As far as I know, he didn't. He wasn't connected to the mashed potatoes in Jackson, Mississippi.
Conspiracy.
Man, he had a checkered career. He was a superstar in Korean baseball, and my Pirates bid on him, and they got him at a bargain basement price, really, for a ball player of his caliber. And he came and he played, I don't know, a year, I think it was two seasons, but he got injured toward the end of the second season. And he played brilliant baseball. Killer, man. I mean, he was a good shortstop. He was a killer third baseman because he's got this cannon arm. And he was hitting home runs left and right in this game. I mean, what's not to love, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, he had a little fracas up in Chicago, some sexual dalliance, but nothing ever came of that. And that was maybe a sign of times, because he'd already had two DUIs in his home country of South Korea, and then he had a third, I believe. It's a second or third.
Right.
And the United States wouldn't let him back in.
For today? So,
yeah, so he was out of baseball for a year and, I don't know, maybe a year and a half. And then he came back and he sucked. And they brought him back this year. He's finally cool to come back to the country. And he just, he's like, all he could do was hit, every time he had a hit, it was a home run, which was kind of fun.
Huh?
You know, that's neat. But you can't, you've got to have other hits too. Doubles are nice.
He needs to hit his soju.
Like 80% strikeouts and 20% home runs. What is
Korean
it?
Korean whiskey. Soju.
Hmm. Yeah, so.
S-O-
anyway.
J-U.
It's gonna go off the board. This is the last time, ladies and gentlemen. Say goodbye. One last time. DFA Jung Ho.
Come, Jung Ho!
Jamaican town, you'll want some bacon and H.P. Brown. There's only one place that makes them both. It be a sandwich shop that sells the most. Sandwich,
ooh, ooh.
I want a sandwich,
ooh, ooh.
A sandwich,
ooh, ooh.
Sandwich, sandwich,
ooh, ooh.
I want a sandwich. Sandwich,
ooh, ooh.
Sandwich.
Indeed. All right.
Just with DUIs. That's fucked up.
Yeah. DUIs derailed his career. And he's he's Gung Jung Ho in Korea.
Yeah.
But over here,
well,
he's Jung Ho Gung.
Yeah. Bobo would have thrown him in a cage anyway, right?
Well, I was giving Bobo the benefit of the doubt on that one. And it turned out it was our country that was preventing him from rejoining major leagues, and possibly derailing the Pirates' chances of doing something that year. He was a hell of a ball player when he was. Oh, Shakata boy! What could have been? What could have been?
Well, we'll raise a glass to him. We'll raise a glass.
Here's a Canadian. I've got a Canadian in hand. Here's Jung Ho Gung. And to him I say, ooh, ooh. All right. We have a caller on the line, and we'll...
okay, all right.
We'll get the caller on here. There you go, caller. But first, it's time to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Take a spin. Spin that wheel. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Oh, man. Yeah, tonight's a doozy. I listened to this all the way through, and I have absolutely no idea what the fuck he is talking about. But he's saying words. They're clearly words. They're words in the dictionary. They are put together in sentence form. Perhaps even paragraphs.
That's clearly spoken.
And I got nothing. Maybe the fact that my alcohol-soaked brain just couldn't conceive of the depth and intelligence contained within. Or perhaps it's just that it's really fucked up 3 minutes. You'll never get by.
I'm hoping for the latter.
Well, with a name like Pop That Bulbous Scrotum,
oh.
How can you go wrong? Huh? How can you go wrong?
Go wrong.
So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, 3 minutes! You'll never get back.
The Bible says that every man was born in mortal sin. Each one of us must answer when righteous when St. Peter picks your scrotum. And the pearly gates will open if your scrotum you don't hide. Drop your crusty britches, flop that scrotum down.
That scrotum down.
Don't you raise your devil chain till Satan comes around.
You got to
watch out for that preacher man, he's coming down the aisle. So pop that bulbous scrotum and make Jesus smile. The Lord, he gave us lubricants to squirt in
every hole.
The devil gives us tainted beef so they can steal or
steal your soul.
Beware of men who whisper when they leave you only
crumbs.
There shall not be delivered unless you softly hum
and drop
your nasty britches, flop your scrotum, flop that scrotum.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Beauty. So what'd you think of that one, man? Yeah.
That was very interesting.
Yeah, you gotta hand it to the Rudy Schwartz Project. Absolutely.
Yep.
Before we
love
be,
that guy.
Oh, you just said the song. Our patient caller, welcome to the show.
Hello, it's
hey. You're on.
Hello, it's Nifty.
It's Nifty.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Where did that song come from? Like, lately I've been trying to find all the R-rated cartoons in existence, like South Park, Drawn Together, Lil Pimp. It sounds like something from one of those cartoons. What was that song?
That was the Rudy Schwartz Project. I discovered them a couple months ago, and they've practically taken over
damn
3
good.
Minutes. You'll never...
Damn good discovery, Decker.
Yeah, they're... I mean, that's some good possum there, Bob.
What is it? It sounds like something animated or something. What is that?
It's just a weird Zappa-esque jazz artist. And he puts out these albums full of crazy, weird tunes that... it's funny, I came across him by accident. I was looking up things about Uncle Bobo, and he had an Uncle Bobo campaign song. It was rather witty, and that got the ball rolling. So, yeah, he's a weird... I don't know anything about this guy.
He's got a big library of shit to do, yep.
He's got a lot of...
Yes.
We may have to stay longer than 10 years, Decker, because Schwartz came up with all this stuff, all this material.
Yeah,
well, he certainly gave him 3 minutes, you'll never get back a new lease on life, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I had never heard of him, but I remember over a whole year before I found your show, discovering that Durwood Douche guy. I mean, I called in one time and there was his album.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we played Durwood.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
That was back.
All right. We're on the news, so let's get to the news.
On the
news. Do you have any news, Nifty?
Well, I don't know.
Are you just calling in to be sociable?
I don't know if I said this on the air, but last week at the concert, we had those vanilla chip cookies, and they were really good.
I passed that along to everybody last week, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here we go. Stupid news. I don't know. The thing is, they try to make fun of criminals because most of them are really dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's fair or not, but this is a fair cop here. This guy goes into a bank. He's in Ohio. Cleveland. Okay. He's in a U.S. bank, and he passes a note to the teller. I don't know what it said. Yeah, give me the money. You know, like, but on the other side of the paper was like this paper from, he'd just come from the BMV, and it had his name and his social security number and our license number, shit like that on it.
I love it.
But she came there back with an undisclosed amount of money and called him by name, and he left, and this is so fresh they haven't updated as to if they ever picked him up yet, but they know who he is. They have his name and they know where he lives. And
there you go, mastermind.
Well, you know the guy. The guy's hard up for cash. He ain't even got an extra piece of scratch to write the paper. You know, the note on.
That's great.
His driver's license thing. I hope he, for some reason, part of me wants him to escape the law, escape justice. What do you think?
Yeah. Can't see that.
What do possums think? Fuck locking this guy up, man.
Yeah,
let him go. Let him go. Maybe bring him in. Give him a stern talking to.
Uh-huh.
But then let him go.
I think we possibly should give that man a cigar.
I guess we could. All right, yeah. We could do that. Technology.
Yeah! Give that man a cigar!
There you go.
All right. Possible seal of approval right there, baby.
Or Paul Cam's taking off.
Money too.
Oof. Oh, that's right. He did take some money. Hey. I forgot that. It kind of complicates the
matter.
That's
the movie of the week.
Or a Neato video.
It'll be too short. Yeah.
Yeah.
Act natural.
Well, here's a guy who's kind of stupid, but in a creative way.
Okay, all right.
A Nebraska driver was pulled over. You know how, like, your driver's license plate, your license plate, you have a little sticker, your registration sticker, and it's color-coded, and it has a number on there. I know, in Ohio, I know it goes by your birth date, so the 11 is on mine, because mine expires in November. It's my birthday. It has a particular color each year. Well, this guy just, like, painted the little sticker on that corner of his driver's license.
Painted a little sticker.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great job, but it's not a bad job. He got away with it for a while, I guess. But he ended up getting pulled over. You're not supposed to do that. You have to actually get on and pay for the registration, get the sticker. Painting
it
on doesn't count.
That's like a little kid. That's like a little kid sending a letter where he draws a stamp on the envelope.
That was the Odd Couple. So you can't just draw it on, honey. No, you gotta ask mommy for a real thing. Don't paint them on. Get the real stamp.
Yeah. That was Pamela Ann, wasn't it?
Who?
Pamela Ann. That cute little girl that played Felix's daughter.
Oh, Ferdinand. Are you following her too?
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, because it was like she was like exactly our age. I know. I always kind of like related to her and thought, man,
yeah, she was
like
cute.
Meet her.
Yeah, I thought she was cute.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Pamela Ferdin.
Pamela?
Pamela.
No, it's Pamlin? Pamlin? Something like that.
Pamlin.
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 Yeah. Weird name. She was in that clinic.
Yeah, very familiar. Which one?
The, what the hell was it?
Oh, the family one?
No, the one where he's, he was in the, what was it, he was a rebel, a Civil War or something like that, and he was in this girl's,
Josie Wells?
No. He was hiding out in this,
Mules for a sister, Sarah?
All girls school. It's only one word.
Oh, that's that weird one. That's like kind of a horror movie.
Yeah, it's very
Western
strange.
Horror movie.
They kind of made a remake of it too, I think, or something. Damn, I gotta look that up.
I think Nifty's,
right over there, Nift?
Sounds like he's having conniptions.
What?
All right. I just got this before the show. It's just a story. It's like a human interest story.
Yeah.
In New York. No. I'm sorry. Not New York. It's in UK. It's the UK.
Oh, okay.
68-year-old. God, she's damn near 70. Divorcee found her kinky calling as a dominatrix.
Nice.
Ooh. Not a bad looking woman. She goes by the name of Mistress Sophia, and I understand this goes on, but I just so don't get this. She charges masked clients upwards to $150 an hour for her services.
Nice.
The BDSM tasks include cleaning her house, and but there's no touching. No touching!
Okay.
They're allowed to worship her feet, but not above the ankles. And her daughter, her daughters are all behind her 100% for the new, they want a little inheritance. They're just thinking for themselves. But what a weird, I got nothing on shit, man. I got nothing on that. She had the video. She has some kind of pig mask scrubbing the windowsill. It's like, you missed the spot. And she goes, sissy. I'm not proud of sissy. Sissy needs a lot of work. And then she's over there sitting with her feet on sissy's back. I'm like, dude, really? I mean,
wow.
Is that... Yeah, $150 an hour? Come on, man. That's a good scratch.
Nice.
I like it.
I don't think there's gigs like that for guys, though. Probably not.
Nah, I wouldn't think so. Well, that's what makes the world go round, baby.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's the beguiled.
Well, yeah, you got to find... The rich guy with the kink, you know. Again, I don't mean to bring up Uncle Bobo again, but yeah, you need somebody with money, the kink. All right, now, but if you're looking for a job, this is a good one here. There's an internet provider offering a one weekend dream job. Anybody willing to take a weekend vacation
free from
phones?
I'm in.
All you gotta do, no phones. No computers. Satelliteinternet.com said the Digital Detox Challenge is offering $1,000 to someone willing to spend a weekend in Joshua National Tree Park in Southern California, but they have to give up using any tech devices. No gym cracks for two of the 3 days. Fuck, I'll go all three for an extra fucking 50. What the fuck?
Throw in
the true millennial style. Oh, you got to be a millennial, I guess. Yeah, because they know a guy my age would be like, piece of cake. You know.
Oh, we need a crayon.
Yeah.
All we need is a coloring book.
Shit, man.
Nice.
Yeah, just give me my old memories of sex, and I'm fine. I'll just keep myself busy for a couple days.
Yeah.
All you need is your Skittle ball.
Give me access to a musical instrument.
There you go.
Yeah, it can't be digital.
All I need is my willy.
That's right.
All I need is my willy.
You're
maybe, and I'll be
maybe occupied. A good cigar or two. Yeah, I dig.
Yeah,
man.
There you go.
Totally cool.
There you go.
Hey, we're not here to judge, man. We're definitely not here to judge. All right, this has to be
no
the worst
problem.
Party ever. This has to be the worst party ever. In Peru. Jesus, God. I don't want a funeral. I don't want any kind of ceremony. I don't want, you know, have an honorary rook stalk in my honor if you want to do something. But Jesus, God. So they have a funeral for these people. And, like, half the people died from food poisoning, man.
Oh, very good.
Eating a regional health director, whoever, told the local radio station the victims reported eating a meat dish and consuming it. What the fuck's wrong with Peru? Consuming a drink of fermented corn called chicha. Right there. I'm gonna point to the chicha. I'm gonna say it's the chicha.
It's the chicha.
Anyway,
what else could it be?
A total of 50 people were affected, 20 were hospitalized, and 9 people died.
Oh,
from this
Jesus.
Poison chicha.
Oh.
Right away, fermented corn. Doesn't sound like a very good idea to me. Fermented corn.
No.
Is that just me? Or?
Well, obviously not.
Oh, man. Yeah, Pamela Ferdin. Ford?
Yeah.
Pamela.
And it's Beguiled. The Beguiled.
Beguiled. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. Sorry, Pamela.
Say yes.
But will you still be my Facebook friend, please? Please be my Facebook friend.
They actually remade that one.
Because, you know, that dopey guy from Greece, he unfriended me.
He's dead. That's because he's dead.
No. I was you know, bragging, oh, yeah, he wished me happy birthday one time. We'll get him on the show and whatnot. Well, fuck him, man. Eddie Deason. Yeah.
Oh,
Eddie Deason gave me the nub. Yeah, he gave me the nub on Facebook, man.
Oh.
Like, oh, what, I didn't like your shit enough? What the fuck, dude? You know.
That ain't right.
I mean, I thought we had a relationship. Yeah. So
Jerry Lewis,
now we have Jay Leno, Ed Begley Jr., and Eddie Deason. Oh, I forgot. And Robert Kennedy Jr., no offense in the light of the tragedy this weekend, but Robert Kennedy Jr. was my original online enemy, if you recall.
Well, fuck all the Kennedys. Fuck all the Kennedys. Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember when I called Robert Kennedy Jr.'s representative a dilettante? And it was a it was a big doings on MySpace, man. He insulted my. I said, "Sir, you sir are a dilettante. I am a liberal. I've been called a communist, but I sir am not a dilettante."
And where do we stand on Alan?
Ah, fucker. Fuck them all. Feed them dog shit as far as I'm concerned.
All.
Yeah.
We're getting
left, right, middle. Fucking fuck.
Yeah, that reminds me of a question. Why is it always the liberals they accuse of being communists? I mean, in most communist countries, it feels like people are forced to do things, which is like a very conservative thing. It's like, you must do this and that, like China. So why was it almost always, even in like the 40s and like Hollywood, it was always the liberals that they accused of being communists? Why?
Well, and to go one step further, sir, who the fuck are playing footsie with the Ruskies now?
Yeah.
Not the liberals, baby. Not
That's
the liberals.
Right. Except for the Democrat
Moscow
in Miami.
Mitch.
Yep. Except for the Democrat in Miami, Philip Levine. He's a Democrat in Miami, and he's being backed by Russia. Probably the only Democrat in that. Probably the
as
only
long as
Democrat
you're out front, as long as you're out front about it, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
But Moscow Mitch. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And on that note,
don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
Jack, man, have you ever been booted?
You said booted?
Yeah, man, booted.
Booted?
I'm gonna find my baby. I'm gonna find her tonight. Cause he's stepping out of sight. She treat me like dirt. She treat me like sand. Well, she kicked me. She would have booted me out, did I mean out? Now they took my taters and they pulled my corn. I'm gonna get that ginger to hear as I'm born. I'm gonna load my pistol, gonna sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. You can dig my taters, you can pull my corn, you can make yourself at home. But when you take my wife, stay out late, I'm gonna take my knife and operate. Get that ginger to share as I'm born. I'm gonna load
I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. I'm gonna take my knife and have a race.
Monty Python.
Boot it, baby. Boot it.
If you want the sound bites, you come to the right place. That's right, listener.
That's right.
We've
got
the funny
right.
stuff. Oh boy. It's funny how these things pile up after 10 years. For God's sake. I mean, I've got a whole song about Ted Bessel. Fuck. I could play
that
right
booted
now.
Song a long time ago, didn't I?
Maybe. I don't know. I download everything you send and put it into a folder. And then when I go to think of things, I go, well, what's in the folder? So sometimes they don't show up for a while. Sometimes. Hello. We have a phone call.
Hello.
You're in the posse.
All right, here we go. Maybe it's Misty.
Misty rings when he hangs up, which is, you know, no offense. I don't mean to cast dispersions, but yeah, he rang and hanged up.
Right.
Yeah, hanged up. All right. Yeah.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. I'm hoping to crash, man. Right.
Ball player, was it? Was that your Korean
ball player? Oh man, yeah. Drunk and driving. A little Korean music.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Yeah, that sucked, man. Because he was great. I mean, like, he could have been great. And, like, that year off or 2 years off just threw the game off, you know. This year, all he does is strike out, and if he makes contact, it sails into the stratosphere. He is a prodigious home run hitter. It's all he can do. He couldn't get a base hit if you paid him. And they are paying him a good deal of money.
Hey, yeah, all right. As long as he's getting the cash.
So, yeah, he's released. I think when you're DFA'd, you still get the paycheck. I think he had guaranteed $5 bills a year. Five, that's millions. You get a $5 million contract. Not too shabby. I could retire.
I'm working on getting Tamblyn's attention. Maybe we can get her on the show. Tamblyn.
Oh, Pamela. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man. That would be cool.
Yeah. Well,
dude,
I just posted a picture of her.
It's easy to do. It's easy to do. I talked Yeoman Rand into it.
Yep.
Didn't get her autograph before she passed away, unfortunately. I regret that. But I do have William Wyndham.
There you go.
And the Virginians. And I threw in, what's his name? Troy McClure.
Yeah.
Clue Gulager. I got his. But when I met the guy, I was going to ask him if he'd be on the show. And he talks like, he whispers like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would be hard to get him on
that. I don't think we'll be going to hear this guy, man. Cool as fuck, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Probably better in person. He's in a new movie. I think he's in the new Tarantino movie. He's in the new Tarantino movie.
Yes. Oh, no shit. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? All right, there you go.
Yep. And we've been joined by G.T. Trenton, which is a good thing.
G.T. Trenton.
Because
Trenton
we were coming
time.
Apart. Yeah.
Just in time.
I know. All sad.
This is when he usually leaves.
I know. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. You know, I also have, there's another name that I need to mention that has been mentioned and should be mentioned, and I'm going to mention it right now. Maggie C. Where the hell? Oh,
Maggie
she had an excuse.
C.
She did have a doctor. She had a, Epstein's mother wrote her an excuse for tonight. So.
Actually, she's at an outdoor concert. Or she
yeah,
was.
She's having fun. She's having fun.
All right.
She's not having.
We love
she's
you,
not, like,
you go after
she's
had,
you know,
time.
Like she's thinks she's cool and gonna go like have a real life and shit or something like that.
Right.
I mean, like if that's what you're into, man. That's
okay.
Okay. All right,
you know. We're not judging. All right.
Oh, and as far as Friday Possum, next two possums are out of reach, I believe.
Next two what?
So from now on.
Possum Hour or next two Fridays?
The Possum Hours are all cool, but the next two Fridays, Friday and this coming Friday and then the following Friday, I believe, are right out.
I'm putting a times two on my note here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. Don't eat the chicha. Don't eat the chicha or drink the chicha.
No
good.
Don't drink the chicha.
Bad cha-cha with a choo-chee. All right. What is this, Friday? What do we do on Fridays, GT? I actually have that, man. I can do that.
There you go.
Yeah. They can say it. No! You're going to love this one! It's Weird Al!
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers!
Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
vom Reck vom Horizont, dem Montag Ufer aus dem Mai, am Montag zu ein jener Bei.
Now I gotta cut loose, foot loose, kick off the Sunday shoes. Please, Louise, pull me off of my knees. Jack, get back. Come on before we crack. Blues, you're blues. Everybody got foot loose.
Levittown tomorrow.
Okay. I got Dayton 2 days in a row. Dayton, baby. Dayton. Yeah. That's a 90-minute drive, babe.
Woo. Good God.
No fun. Not a good commute. You're weird, though, doing it 2 days in a row, you know? It's like, you'd be like, oh, I've been in this movie. I kind of try to project myself at the end of the day driving home. If I think about the long day ahead.
Stay in a little motel. Get someone to watch the get a peg. Take Ted with you.
Nah. Nah. It's going to work like a real working guy for the next 2 days. Hey, thanks for coming, everybody. Herd. Huh?
You're not going to wear a tie, are you?
No. Tomorrow is shorts and that, which is great. Shorts and that.
Okay. All right. Outdoor?
Same with Sunday, man. Shorts and that.
Whatever.
Canadian. All right. Whatever it is, Miscellaneous Day, Monday night. We'll be back.
Bernard Fox Day.
Thanks for coming, gang. Don't forget to brush after meals. Because they say that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We've got to beam out of here, man. Have a pat hand? Oh, yeah. Nice. All right. Ready? Okay. Energize! Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize!
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!